Good morning, everybody. Today is June 10th, 2019, and this is the beginning of week three of our summer session of NMAC 3108, Writing for Digital Media. Consider this our first check-in. Here's where we are. My gradebook is all set up. There are several grades. I'll go over that stuff in just a second. And you can email me at any time for your current grades. I'll have a breakdown of everybody. Just send me an email asking me for your grades. The breakdown will appear, it'll just be in its own separate email. But really, it should be any time that you want it, I'll be able to give them to you. That said, I will always update the gradebook on Mondays. That is, I'll always do my evaluations on Monday morning, which means that you should target Sunday evening to have all of your assignments turned in. So for any assignments these first couple of weeks, I'm flexible with some due dates. If you don't have the assignment done, when I grade, you get a zero in the grade book, but that zero doesn't have to stay. But for every day that it's late after that, you're going to lose points. So please be prompt. Please be sure to get your assignments in on time if possible. And if you do them late, that is after I've done my evaluation, you have to let me know to look at it again, or that you've completed it, or that it was late. And I will look at it and evaluate it accordingly. So please be aware, too, that if you do turn in stuff late after evaluation, don't be afraid to ask me if I'll take it. Of course I'll take it. I want, again, everybody to do well. But there will be some penalty. So be sure that if you do turn in something late, that it's your best work. So the penalty won't count so much on your grade. Okay, so as of Monday, June 10th, as of this morning, here's what I have graded. Number one is your account creation, both on Wikipedia and joining Wiki.edu. Most of you have done this. You should have also verified your email address with Wikipedia. So if somebody responds to you or posts something on your talk page, I do this pretty frequently, you'll get an email notification. So if you don't have your email verified, you don't get an email notification. Now, this is totally up to you, but I recommend that you do that. That said, too, you should be logging into Wikipedia at least every day to check on these updates, to practice some of the stuff that you're learning. I know that you're busy. Even if it's not every day, at least it should be every other day. If you're not practicing regularly, you're going to be frustrated. I think I've said this a couple of times already on the syllabus. It really is true. Wikipedia is one of those things that you have to practice for you to learn anything. And really, it's the same thing with writing. If you're not practicing consistently, you're just not going to get any better. So please be sure to log in consistently. Okay, number two on grading, your journal creation. So some of you have not done this, and you still need to do it. Please see the syllabus. It's on the requirement number two, which is journal, RQ2, on the tab at the top. And it walks you through how to do this. Just follow the directions and send me post your journal on my talk page. Now, some of you put your journal on your user page. This is not correct. Your user page is your user page. Your journal should be a subpage of your user page. Again, if you're not sure what I'm talking about, please see the journal requirement. I walk you through how to do this. Here's another hint on how to do this. Look and see, if you're confused, look and see how one of your colleagues did it. And just copy it and insert your own username where theirs appears. It's really not that difficult. So you must have this. If your journal is not listed on the RQ2 tab on the syllabus, then you've not done this correctly. And I'm still waiting on it. That means that you have a zero for this in the gradebook until it's corrected. So please be sure that you do this. Next, you should have four journal posts already. One of these was your introduction, and one of these was an evaluation of a Wikipedia article. Now, the evaluation of the article, you should have assigned yourself the article on the Wiki.edu dashboard. A couple of you have, most of you have not. Please make sure you did this. It really can be anything, but I would recommend that you stick to maybe something that you're interested in doing for your Wikipedia project, which you'll be looking at this week. Next, you should have completed four training modules. And you've either done these or you haven't. The Wiki.edu dashboard tells me if you've done it or if you haven't. Some of you have done more than four. Some of you have done less than four. You should have had four done by today. And finally, one discussion post. This discussion post was on sourcing. Now, let me talk about this just a little bit. Your discussion posts should follow talk page formatting. If you're not sure what I mean, I've linked to it off the syllabus, but you can also do a Google search on Wikipedia talk page formatting and look and see how these are supposed to be done. I think most of you are kind of getting it. You should be replying to users you're replying to. You should start a new section if you're coming up with a new idea. And the ideas should be contained within sections. So discussions about, say, plagiarism should be in a section called plagiarism. You should not name sections something general like my discussion answer or something like that. That doesn't mean anything. You should name the section or give the section a title that reflects the topic on which you're writing. Always sign your discussion posts. You can easily do this by putting four tildes in a row. Now, the tilde is the little squiggly that's just to the left of your number one key on your keyboard. This key, the tilde is, you make the tilde by hitting the shift key, and then just hit that key four times in a row. Now, if you do that and you preview it, the preview will show your signature. This is the only way to put a signature in. Everybody needs to do this when you're making a post or when you're replying to a post. This should be done on your replies for journal posts as well. Don't use any weird formatting. Some of you are trying to use block quotes and use all these sorts of unusual formatting. I don't know why you're doing it, to make your post stand out or something, which all it does is make things confusing. So don't try to put any weird formatting, any weird breaks or anything like that. Just stick with standard Wikipedia formatting. Keep references that point to external sources at the bottom of the page. These should be under a section called References. Now, I've made this section on each of the discussion pages. So anybody that puts in a reference, it should automatically appear at the bottom. You don't need to do anything else. Always link to other Wikipedia pages in the text of your post or comment. Wikipedia pages should not appear down in the references section. References section is just for external references. And this is true on any Wikipedia page that you're going to edit. Now, speaking of references and sourcing, I found it very funny that a discussion about sourcing and the importance of sourcing and supporting ideas, there really were no references. There was no support for your ideas. Let me just reemphasize that anything that you write on Wikipedia, this includes talk pages, discussions, and particularly articles that you're editing, you need to support your ideas with evidence. If you aren't supporting your ideas with evidence, then your ideas are easily dismissed. If you go and look at the first discussion, most of you were just saying, I think, here's my opinion. Look, your thoughts and your opinions are fine, but why not support them with evidence from sources that you find? You know, this is how knowledge is constructed. And this is really what I expect for writing on the web. You know, writing on Wikipedia gets a bad rap because you hear a lot of people saying, oh, it's no good for a source because anybody can edit it. Well, that's absurd. Yes, anybody can edit it, but if anybody edits it and supports what they edit with valid research, then why is that not valid? This is what I'm asking you to do. If you're editing something and not supporting what you have to say, then it's just not valid. You're not doing the work that you should be doing, and you really need to spend more time doing it. So some of the best evidence for what you're writing in your discussion posts are from the readings that I've asked you to do each week. Nobody at all has cited the textbook, Brian Carroll's Writing and Editing for Digital Media. You know, this is a very good source, and you should be using these sources to support your ideas. Still talking about discussion posts here. Look, don't try to be comprehensive in your posts. Remember, this is supposed to be a discussion. The best discussions are when you keep it to a sentence or two, add in a strong point, and then let others fill in their ideas. You're not writing essays here. You're adding points. You're replying to points. You're finding additional resources for other points to make. This is how these should be done. Be neat and orderly. This page should not be a mess. And if you look at the first discussion page, it's kind of a mess. You know, it's your responsibility as the creators of this page and the collaborators of this page to clean it up. If you make a mess, you accidentally save it, edit it again, and fix it. This goes with the same for your writing and for your errors. You should revise your writing. Remember, this is a writing class. It's called Writing for Digital Media. So writing is very important. If you make a typo, fix it. If your sentence is complex and awkward, fix it. One of the great ways to do this is to preview before you save. I'm not sure that many of you are doing this. Hit the preview button after you've written what you want to write, read what you've written, fix what you've written, revise what you've written before you hit the save button. And, you know, if you do save and still find that you've made an error or two, just edit it again and fix it. These revisions are really important, and I'll be looking at this as the semester continues. What next? Questions. I've gotten questions via email, and this is fine, but I really would like you to post questions to the help page and only email me about your grades or personal issues, okay? Because many of the questions that you've asked me are questions that others probably have as well. There are no stupid questions, even if something, even if I've answered something on the syllabus, I may just point back to the syllabus, but that's fine. I mean, I'll do that or try to explain something differently. Or if I've not explained something to the extent that you need it explained, just ask me the question. I'm happy to do so again. Okay, I think that's pretty much all I needed to say for this update. If you're behind, some of you are, there's still plenty of time to catch up, but make sure that you're working actively to do so. Please communicate with me about your efforts to do so. Many of you did not post on the discussion. You now have zero for that because I've graded the discussion. This, however, doesn't mean that you still can't add to discussion. But remember, as I said earlier in this update, that if you do make additions after my grading, please let me know so I can have a look at what you've done. If there's anything else, please post to the help page. And you can always ask questions too via my talk page. You know, don't be afraid to use Wikipedia. This is how we should be communicating from this point on. All right, well, I'll see you online.